True tshuva is not easy. We have to face ourselves, our shortcomings. We have to think about where we are and where we want to get to. And sometimes that gap, it's painful, it hurts. So when we're able to undergo a process of tshuva and grow and move forward, we feel a sense of relief. Whew, thank God we made it. We're gratified and we also are relieved. A normal response would be to say, look, this is where I was. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to be back in that circumstance, in that world in which I struggled, in which I fell short. I want to run away. Now that I've made it this far, I've come in tshuva in this process, I don't want to endanger myself. I want to remove myself. We want to withdraw. Says Rav Kook, this response is not the highest level of tshuva. The highest level of tshuva is, yes, to be mindful and to be cautious about where we are, perhaps even to establish safeguards. But nonetheless, the ultimate tshuva is to go back. Says Rav Kook, Dafka mitoch hatshuva ha'amitit ha'tohora, specifically through the pure, truthful tshuva, Tzrichim lashuv el ha'olam ve'el ha'chayim. We need to return back to the world and back to our life. Ubeze mishivim et hakdusha al mechona. And through doing this, we establish the holiness in its place. Umamlichim et hashchina ba'olam. And we coronate God's presence in this world. What is a melech? A melech is someone who has capacity. A melech is someone who is able to be anywhere and do anything. A true melech, a true king. When we bring God's presence into the world from a Kabbalistic, a Hasidic, mystical teaching, we have the aspect of malchut, of the presence of God that's now manifest in the world. It's not just in concept, it's in practice. We are mamlech Hashem. We coronate God by bringing him back to the world. Says Rav Kook, when we have the ultimate tshuva is not withdrawing from the world, but bringing ourselves and God's presence back into the world. It's not just true on a theoretical level, says Rav Kook, it's true even on an individual level. Later, in Perek Yud Dalet, in the 14th chapter of Orot HaTshuva, Rav Kook writes, K'sha'adam rotze liyot dafka tzadik gamur, kashelo liyot bal tshuva. Very profound idea. When a person only wants to be a tzaddik gamur, a perfect tzaddik, it's difficult to be a bal tshuva. It's difficult to really introspect and think about where I am, where I've come from, where I'm going, to deal with the truth of who we are. We don't want to think about that if we just want to be a tzaddik gamur. Al kain, says Rav Kook, roi lo lo'odam shetomid yosim elibo et hashi'ifa liyot bal tshuva. Shakua b'rayon hatshuva. It's better, it's laudable, says Rav Kook, to constantly put on your heart to think about the aspiration of always being a bal tshuva, a person of tshuva, constantly immersed in the thoughts of tshuva, v'shoeif lehidgashmuta hamasit, and aspiring for the manifestation of this tshuva in my world practically. Va'az, says Rav Kook, Tuchal tshuvato laharim oto lamala. This process of tshuva, of the light of Hashem becoming more and more manifest, pushing away the darkness, breaking through those barriers, elevating the person. Ad midat tzadikim gemurim ulamala mise. By not shying away from the bal tshuva, from the growth process of who we truly are, we elevate ourselves, says Rav Kook, to the level of tzaddikim gemurim and even beyond. We need to embrace ourselves as ba'alei tshuva, who we are, what we're about, where we're from, bringing in the light, just like we need to embrace the world from which we come, to bring the light and the malchut of Hashem on ourselves and in the entire world.